Welcome to the Founders Lounge, where we give you a real inside look on what it's like to lead a nationwide brand without all the glitz, the glamour, and all the hype, as well as candid conversations with other founders and business owners alike. Take two. We just tried to record another podcast and got halfway through it and said this one sucks, so we're scratching it. And now we're starting over. Welcome back to the Founders Lounge. It's been a minute.
I wasn't even on the last one, so I didn't get invited.
That's because you were kicked off.
I was kicked off. I got suspended.
What are we talking about today?
I think we're going to talk about investing into people. Okay. So, anything new? Are we going to say anything new going on in the world of Clean Eats?
Our headquarters has started, finally. Took forever.
But we have walls up now, so that's
there
cool.
There are internal walls. We haven't done too much publicizing of this or shared too much about it because we kind of wanted to wait until we were pretty far into it so we could, you know, kind of show it off and be a little bit more proud of the project itself, because right now it's just kind of an abandoned building and there's nothing really that special about it.
With a pedophile mouse on top of it.
It was a dirty old Chuck E. Cheese. So when we get to a certain point and we can feel good about sharing the progress and things like that, we'll share and send videos out and take pictures and, you know, make a thing about it. But right now it's a dirty old abandoned Chuck E. Cheese with the mouse head still on the wall. So nothing special.
It's going to have a good story though. Good story. We have two new products that are currently being piloted. So excited to showcase that to everyone. But if you're in the North Carolina area, look for some new products that are sitting on the shelf that will soon be to all of our
clients. Can we just tell them what it is?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know. What if they fail?
Well, then it fails.
Well, then they're going to all be wanting to do it. Scotty tossed me a bag.
If you guys are on YouTube and you can watch it, it's protein popcorn. I know it's been done a million times.
Has it?
But not like this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I've eaten, we won't mention their names out of professional responsibilities, but I've had just about every protein popcorn on the market you can swallow. And I think this is probably the best stuff I've ever had. Not only flavor and the product itself, but, you know, macro-wise and the nutritional values behind it, the ingredients and everything else, just to clean a product. You did good on the packaging, too. I like it.
Thank you. Are you going to say what the other product is or no?
Other product, the protein popcorn?
The cookies?
No, I'm going to keep that one quiet because we're not far enough into the development. But we've got some other baked goods coming down the hatch, too.
Excited.
But they're not to a point where I can brag and talk about them yet. So
nice. All right. Well, I guess this is kind of my topic today. So
you picked it, lady.
I'll start it and let you be the co-host today. So I just, it's crazy because, you know, we just had a discovery day. And like when people come here to learn about our company and want to invest into our company, it always looks like such, you know, I'm not saying a well-oiled machine, but everything looks kind of rainbows and unicorns, which is my world anyway, right? So back in, I think it was right around COVID, was it 2020? It was 2019. We didn't have a convention, which I think was 2019, we had a convention. 2020, we did not have a convention due to the COVID pandemic. And 2019.
The COVID.
2019 was just a rough year. I think we were just growing at a rapid pace and you're running around 100 miles an hour. And I don't know, something was just lacking in my world with that. And I don't know what it was, but I think I'm an energy person. So I love to feed off energy. I think that's why podcasting is so hard for me, because it's just me and you sitting here. But if you get me in front of a crowd and stuff, like, I love that. I love standing up there and just like watching people's expressions, and I can feed into my speech with that, and you can kind of see how people are reacting. You can tweak on this, but podcasting, I just think it's hard.
We're polar opposites.
Yeah, there. I know. So come into 2020, I always do a theme word, and my theme word this year was all in. So I just knew that I kind of had one foot in, one foot out, and I just wasn't going all in with the company, you know? And I figured out, I called you one day. I remember calling you on the way home one day, and I was like, you know what it is? I just, I don't get from the from our owners what I used to get from our customers. Like when our customers came into the door, like they'd be like, oh, this is the best, you know? And I was always the one who cooked and talked to them and do all that. And you would just feed, like you were doing good, right? Flip that over to like now you're sitting in an office and you're talking to a bunch of owners, you know, and it's constantly, I'm not saying that they don't always give you positive reinforcement. I mean, it's usually you just don't hear it. Usually if it's silence, then that means everything's going well and that you're doing a good job and that, you know, but 2019 for some reason was just, I don't know what we did in 2019, but it was just a lot of negative feedback coming into us, you know, and I'm
sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to interject because I think I can finish your sentence for you. 2019, if you remember right, we went through a huge menu change. So I think you're talking about the lack of engagement and, you know, dealing with these guys and their opinions and these guys, meaning like our franchisees and your disconnection from them. It was a busy freaking year for us. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of development. We were selling franchises like crazy. We were growing. I mean, we were going 100 miles an hour with no breaks. So that I just wanted to, that's what totally mindset disconnect you were in.
Yeah. So at the end of that, it just, like I said, I was not enjoying the process anymore. Like this was becoming work versus a feel good, you know, journey for me. So I'm really big into words, and that year I chose a word all in, right? I'm going to go all in. And I had no clue in December what that meant. But then come into January 2020, we started a book club here at the office. And our first book was The Why, which was mine. And it was good. Like I know the why. I know our whys. Most of our owners have their own whys. But then February was your book choice, which was Extreme Ownership. And I read that and I was like, something, a light bulb went off. And I'm like, you know what? The reason why it's like this is because of me. Like, what have I done on my end to make that connection with our owners? Do I call them? You know, it's basically, no, I only pick up the phone when they call me and want to, you know, give me their negative feedback, you know, or their opinions or all this. And I just was like, oh my gosh, like this is what it is, you know? So I told you, I don't know, right after our book club, I'm like, you know, this is our fault, why we don't have this trust, why they don't believe in the brand, why it's all this. So, I'm like, let's do like these mini retreats. Let's get all the owners in like one state and we're just going to go spend the weekend with them. And I'm not saying you weren't on board. I mean, I don't think it was just like, again, a busy time of the season. You're like, how are we going to fit this in the schedule? You're like, you know.
Yeah, that was my beef with it. It wasn't not wanting to do it.
How the hell are we going to pull this off? And if you've listened to previous podcasts, you know I always have these good ideas. And then the execution part is always a little wonky on my end. I don't think it through two steps in front of me. So, but I'm like, we got to do this. So I admit it's ownership.
You got that on camera, right?
Yeah, it's ownership. So I'm like, okay, we just had the We Change Lives contest win, challenge win, and we had a winner in Ohio. I'm like, and he was the final one. So we were going to go we'll hand deliver this check, right? And so we got all of the Ohio winners and we did, you know, a workout with them. We went to a brewery to have a little bit of fun. And then we ended up spending quality time with them and the rest of the evening. So when we came out from that one, I was like, all right, this was good. Like, you know, because you even heard a few of their comments, like, you know, I didn't know you this way. And we had a mix with Ohio. There was some OGs in there and there were some new ones coming in.
I remember.
So it was just kind of a good mix in that group. And so when we came out of there, like, we got a lot of positive feedback and they're like, this was awesome. Like, you know, I wish we did more of this. And I was like, okay. So that gave us fuel to do a second one. And, but I was like, okay, you know, Ohio was only 10 owners, I think, at that time. So how are we going to impact everyone at the same time? Or how am I going to, like, get a hold of all these people versus just doing, like, these mini retreats that we could probably physically only put about 4 or 5 in the year to go around our schedules? So I had one of the ops guys in the back print me off the master list with the phone numbers. And then they end up putting those names in my calendar. And so every day when I drove to work, I would call one of our owners. And so that's like, for me to get from our house to here was about 20, 25 minute drive. So that was just a perfect enough time. And it's not when the restaurants or the cafes are open. So they should be picking up. And even if I knew who it was like the day before, I'm like, hey, can we jump on a quick call? You know? And what was crazy about jumping on those calls is every time that I would pick up, they're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's wrong? They're like, why are you calling me? I'm in trouble if you're calling me. And I was like, no, I'm just calling you to say, hey, you know, like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, okay. Well, we just thought that we were in trouble. So I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is terrible because, like, every time I call, every time they see my name, they must think that the same thing, that I'm going to give them negative feedback instead of positive reinforcement. So it really, like, got into, I'm just like, okay, we got to do better, right? And so we've completed so far how many retreats? I think we only have 4 states left, or 5 states, which I just talked to one of our Florida owners today. And I'm like, I am putting out the Florida retreat today. We're going to get some, get it on the books. So what I learned from all of this is that you just can't expect to have relationships if you're not willing to put in the work, you know? And it's the same thing with even, like, back to our business. If you're not willing to put in the work to invest into your customers that are coming through your door, then how do they know to keep coming through your doors? So it's the, basically the relationships, you know? And I think social media has really, I'm a social media hater. I know that we need it, or, like, there's a lot of businesses that do it, but I just, it's just, we've lost a personal connection.
Big time.
And, you know, even though you like their post, do they feel the love that you're liking on their post? You know, it's just a conversation that most of us don't take the time to have anymore. Which brings me back to another point. You took me to Sornex for Summer Strong 1 year, and there was a speaker there, and he was talking about love language. And it intrigued us because we're like, oh my gosh, like, as they're talking about their team players, we're like, we can, like, implement this into our owners, because not everybody receives, you know, affirmation the way that we want. I want to send emails and I want to do text messages, and we want them to follow our systems and procedures and love everything about us, but it doesn't work like that with everyone. So having these conversations and having these retreats, if you guys take, like, the love language quiz, you can pretty much start to see when you're talking to someone and their actions and what things that they say of how they respond to positive reinforcement, right? So it's like the touch, quality time, valid, I guess, affirmations. Which one am I missing? Gifts and acts of service.
Acts of service, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think they'll put the link on the thing, or just Google love language quiz and you guys can figure that out. But not only did it do the owners, but, like, me and you took the test. And so what a wake up call for that, because I feel like in my first marriage, like, how things might have changed if, you kind of knew this stuff about each other, right? Like, I feel like always first marriages are always like the white picket fence, and you expect this from your partner, they expect this from your partner, but really it's not even nothing like that. Like, it's a total give and take, and not putting me into every sentence is in how I feel. It's how your partner feels, you know? So when me and you took that, I mean, we basically found out our own love languages. So I think it was like a total blow up one day when it just dawned on me, because I was doing laundry and I was like, hey, you know, like, you were saying something. I can't remember what you said, but I'm like, I just did your laundry. You're like, okay. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Okay. Like, I just did your laundry. Can you not say thank you or anything? You're like, I'll just wear dirty clothes, or I'll just wait till all my clothes are dirty and do my own laundry. Like, I don't expect you to do my laundry. And I'm like, what man does not expect, like, not expect, but, you know, like, say thank you for doing your laundry, right? But then when we took the test, yours is quality time. So, which it dawned on me that day when you told me you do your own laundry. I'm like, okay, so his is the quality time. He doesn't care if I do his laundry. Where versus me, I am acts of service. So you do my laundry is like totally in my love language, just so you know, if you want to go home, because there's a pile sitting there. But anyway, back to my stuff. So it's even when we listen to other people out there, they always are saying, you know, no one believes in this. They don't do this. They don't do that. And my next question to them is like, well, what have you done, you know, to enforce that or to create a positive enforcement on that? And it really does take a lot of time and energy and to figure out the people. And I think we've done a really good job, because the retreats that we have done, when everyone came back into 2021 to that convention, boy, did it change in that room. You know, before conventions, I always have anxiety because you just never know what topics are going to get brought up or what you're going to get, like, who's going to raise their hand in the middle of the conference and start a holy war or something about, which has never happened, but you just never know, you know? And so 2021, when we had that, and how that whole culture, like the love in the room and the support and the, it was just crazy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if we could have figured this out, you know, 6 years ago, that all it took was us just spending time and, you know, engaging and doing this differently, that how far ahead we would have been by 2021.
I agree. So I'm going to back up and just kind of share my perspective on what you just said. And this one's going to be heavy. So after COVID, had we not started doing the things that we did, meaning, you know, when you, I remember the day you came home and you're like, I'm going to start calling an owner every day on my way home. I think I looked at you like you had three fucking heads. I'm like, you're fucking crazy. There's no way I'm going to do that. And then I got to thinking about it and I'm like, you know, maybe she's onto something. Because again, like we had said before, at that time, there was so much shit going on and we were so busy trying to develop and move the brand forward and make things better and grow and do all of these positive things, that there's a small part of us that is still like this, but I think we've gotten light years better at doing it. But back then, you and I were so personally involved that we would let the 2% negativity really just consume us and take over our life, and we would get so pissed off and so angry at, you know, the 2% of people that would bring us negativity, meaning our franchisees and franchise partners, that, like, we would take it so personally because we were trying to do all of these things to help everybody. And then when you decide, when you read that book and you're like, you know, mate, we need to turn this around on us and we need to do this, I'm like, fuck that. Like, I am not engaging with these people. I'm not doing it. I can't do it, and blah, blah, blah. And I had to think about it for a long time. And then when you started doing it, I kind of thought to myself, you know what, maybe she's on to something. So then I started doing it, except I did it a little bit different. I made up a no-fly list beforehand.
Oh, my gosh.
And I still have it. There is still a no-fly list on my phone, meaning I will not call them. Really? I don't want any interaction with them. because they just, you ever heard that saying, don't give anybody energy that doesn't bring you, you know, what's the, if they don't bring you positive energy, don't give it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just know that if I interact with them, it's not going to be a positive experience. So they're on my no-fly list. But anyway, so I started doing the same thing. And then I had to kind of figure out how to, I had to figure out everybody's love languages without actually saying, hey, man, right, will you take this so I know how to talk to you type thing. I had to figure that out on my own just by having conversations and arguments.
Yeah.
You know, I always kind of joke when we're at different events and these franchisees are around, you know, guys like Neil from Tennessee and Mike from Raleigh and, you know, guys that are now good friends of mine. I consider them very close personal friends of mine. We got in some heated fucking arguments back then early on, and we would cuss each other out and, you know, really get into the weeds on arguments. But for whatever reason, we could do that, and then 5 minutes later, we would talk about cars or hunting or whatever, and the argument would be over. And I had to figure out how to do that with each individual person that within our company and each individual franchise partner, because not all of them are like that. You know, I can't talk to, you know, Jade down in Augusta. If I came at her like that, she would cry. And I would have Big Jim calling me the next day wanting to kill me. But, you know, my point is I had to learn how to do that first over the phone. And then I had to learn how to do it on another level, which was very uncomfortable for me when we started doing these retreats. But here's my point. Had we not started doing that and had we not done that, I honestly don't know if I'd still be sitting here. And that's what I mean. I'm very serious because part of my why right now, and we always say that our why keeps changing and it evolves and grows and different things along the way keep invigorating us to do it. And I think those mini retreats for me is what makes me want to stay here and keep doing this. Because the truth of the matter is we could sell this company tomorrow and probably never work again. We could do that. But I think the people that we've invested this time in, to your point, is what keeps us here and what keeps us going and keep doing this. Because after a while, they are family. You know, and you get to know them so fucking well that they become family. They're just, that's just all there is to it. And I don't know. I just wanted to hit on that because those mini retreats changed my whole perspective of what we're doing.
Yeah, it's been good, you know, and it's also like the flip on that, you know, like it's, you know, if you're complaining about your staff or your team, you know, I mean, turn it back on you. Like, what has it done? I mean, what do you do for your team that they would, you know, work their ass off for you or trust you or take a bullet for you, you know? So you have to invest in your team. Even though it's a minimum wage job, it's still a job to that person and there's still a connection to be made. I think to your point too, like the owners had this misconception in their heads too, that me and you didn't work day to day. You know, they're like, oh, you're making tons of money now. Like you're sitting on the beach drinking margaritas. I'm like, I haven't even seen the beach in 3 years unless it's a holiday, you know, like, no, I was like, we work here every day for you guys and to make this company better and to do that. So I think when we did the mini retreats and they really heard what we do on a day-to-day basis, it made them value what we do here and what our team does for them, you know, because, again, no one knows what you do until you walk in your shoes, right? You can completely judge everybody, you know, until you technically walk through their shoes. So it was just really good. I mean, and like you said, I've developed a lot of relationships and obviously there's, you know, always more than better because just how we invest in their time, then some of the owners invest their time into us. So that's where like that bond gets created a little bit thicker, you know, when they reach out to you and just ask how your week's going or how your day's going. So it's been kind of cool.
Well, I think the other lesson that it taught us, and not that we didn't have it before, but I think it enhanced it, was our own humility. You know, when we started doing those retreats and getting to know everybody on a more personal level, which we would have never done if we didn't start doing this, because it would have been impossible. There's too many people. You know, that's when we had to kind of take a step back and look and say, some of these things that these guys are talking about and some of the ideas that they bring to the table and the suggestions that they make, you know, like I said, at that time, in that period of time in 19, 20, early 21, right out of COVID, huge development time period for us. So our head was basically stuck in the sand. I'm not saying that we didn't know what was going on or any of that stuff, but I mean, like, some of those guys brought some serious stuff to us that we took a step back and we're like, okay, shit, man, we need to look at this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're right. And so I think that whole dynamic made everything that we're doing now much better.
Yeah.
When we could take a step back and say, okay, let's use the Franchise Advisory Council on a different way than what we were. You know, and we got serious feedback and great feedback from a lot of owners, and I think we still do that now. You know what I mean? They know that they have a voice. They can come to us, and we're going to listen and take what their feedback back and make a business decision from there. But I think another point that we learned was it enhanced our humility even more.
Agreed.
I'm trying to remember, was that who were we talking to yesterday? We were having a conversation, and we were laughing about the people that say, you know, good luck, you know, finding good people is good people are hard to find. And was that you? Somebody, I was talking to somebody yesterday and we were having this conversation and they were bitching about trying to find staff and talking about their staff. And they were just bitching about the people that worked for them and this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, when I hear somebody say that is a huge pet peeve of mine. It's like, when I hear you say that, my immediate thought is you're the asshole.
Yeah.
For not taking the time to invest in those people.
Agreed. So go check it out. Love Language is the quick little quiz online, and see how you can apply it in your business and your relationship and around you.
All right, guys. See you next week.